Log Talk Radio.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
City Radio, this your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my main man, Father Time, with me. Time, what's good with your brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Hey, hey, what I tell you, man, you got to be snapped. Say, what's happening? All right, you're going to work on that. Brother, what's happening?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Oh, she didn't say shit. This whole intro, we're going to start this over. All right, cut. No, I'm just playing. What's going on with everybody?
Nothing going on, nothing going on. Just put the little kitties to bed. Time to have some peace and rest and relaxation.
That's right. Time to put the kids to bed. PG time is over.
You know. I need a cigarette when I'm done, you know.
All right. All right, now, last night we had a little technical difficulty. Well, we still managed, bottom. But don't get on this damn show ever again. I said I'm about to put you on blast. Don't get on this motherfucking show. I get talking about some hold on or I got a long distance phone call. I'ma call y'all back. Don't do that no more.
Well, we were having technical difficulties, right? So
I don't care what the excuse is. I ain't never heard nobody call Tom Jordan and be like, "Hey, hold on." No, you can't do that.
Well, I apologize, but
no, but.
What's happening, Janine? Let's bring Janine in, man. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I tried to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
How's it going?
Hi, Janine.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just had to chastise her about that shit she pulled last night. I'm going to call y'all back. No.
At the present time, I had to answer that phone call. I apologize. I didn't want to just not say nothing and then not answer. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, oh, you just cut out.
Okay, but you do know this show is heard around, like, you know, this show is heard all around the United States. This is not no, You're not talking to grandma. You ain't talking to your cousin. Hey, you know what, folks? I'm going to hit you right back. All right, bro. No, you can't do that. This is a show.
Do not make me feel myself today. I'm sorry. It won't happen again, boss. I promise.
Thank you very much. Big dog, what's going on, man? How we feeling tonight?
Hey, man, I saw some shit, man. Y'all know about this pony challenge?
Pony challenge? I think something you posted up. What the hell was that?
I guess somebody remixed Genuine's Pony song, and I guess they making a dance to it or some shit.
What?
You know, it's just strictly for the females. Well, you know, I've seen a couple dudes trying to do it, but, you know.
Wow.
That dance is tight to me. I was just wondering if I was the only one that saw it. It was tight to me. I like it.
Well, it must be something else you posted, man. You're easily aroused. She wasn't doing nothing.
No, not her. I got it from her, but then I checked out a couple of other people. And that shit was death, man. Some of them were sexy as hell doing that shit.
You need to post them, because the one you posted, I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? I mean, have y'all ever seen a video and it's just that boring from right off the beginning? You like, I don't even want to watch the rest of this.
Yeah, I've done that before.
So
and then
you gonna have to repost
it. You sit there and say, let me see, is it gonna be worth my while? I do that sometimes. I see it and be like, okay, this is gonna be some shit. But then at the very end, it'd be something.
Yeah, you got to post another one, dog, because I wasn't feeling that one. I'm like, who the hell, what the hell is this?
All right, I'll put up another one, man. I was just wondering if anybody knew where the shit came from. But I never heard of it.
No, I haven't heard of that one. They have all kind of shit coming out nowadays. I'm still getting used to technology.
I mean, hell, I'm going to be honest with you. If they ain't twerking, I am really not. My ass shot got to be showing somewhere in there. I guess that's just me, huh?
You know. I think every woman likes to, you know, shake their ass just a little bit on the dance floor. Tease you just
you know. Butter, can you dance?
You ain't never seen me dance before?
Not once.
Yeah, I think you have.
No, I think I haven't.
I seen her dance before, man,
Yeah.
We celebrated our birthdays at your sister's house. Long time ago.
She never danced.
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did dance.
No,
yeah, she did.
Yes, she
did.
No,
did,
man.
Though.
She two-stepped. She didn't dance. she moved side to side. She didn't dance.
Yes, I did.
I remember exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about with Tyrone. She didn't dance.
Yeah, yeah.
She just two-stepped. She didn't dance. I'm talking about moving that ass. I'm talking about getting the ass moved. I'm talking about just that motherfucker just shaking and. Nah, I ain't never seen that. Nah, I didn't see Janine walk through the club knocking over drinks.
Damn. Wow,
oh,
I wish
goodness.
I was there. See?
That is not true. You just making stuff up.
I beg to differ. Dog. Noggin over drinks.
You don't think I can dance, though? You don't think I look like I can dance? I don't got that kind of rhythm to me.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. You just don't look like you can dance.
Wow.
You don't. I'm sorry. You just don't. I mean, you know, but
I stayed in the club. Back in the day, I stayed in the club Monday through Sunday. And then on Sunday, I went to the Steppers Club at the Adams Mark Hotel.
Okay, and that's just like Father Time. Father Time was at the club all throughout his 20s. I never seen him dance.
That's totally different.
I'm just
that's
saying,
totally
just because you go to the club,
that's totally
I don't mean
different.
You dance. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true, but... All right, y'all, check this out. Everybody need to go to SinCityRadioShow.com and join me in the chat room. I'm just chilling.
That's
in the chat
up.
Room, y'all.
That's what's up.
SinCityRadioShow.com. Come fuck with me. I be multitasking.
I hate to have to be the only one sitting in there with you.
When I get through smoking this cigarette, then I'll go in there with you, coming in with y'all.
I'm in here. So what's the business? What's on y'all mind? We're gonna open it up to y'all tonight.
Well, you know what? We only streamed. We was only able to stream for 15 minutes yesterday. So we really didn't get a chance to go into any we talked, but we really couldn't talk to anybody else. Now, Janine, you had brought up a thing about the spanking.
The what?
See?
I vaguely remember that conversation.
Right, so.
Remember.
I'm glad we weren't streaming. We probably would have got shut down. Wait a minute. He said he gonna do what?
What happened? I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to take your long distance call, remember?
Right.
My bad. But can you tell me about it? Let me hear about that.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. Well, I mean, Janine had brought it up. I figured she was asking the question.
I mean, I was just saying I had got spanked with my paddle, you know, over the weekend. And, I mean, I know what I get from it, but I just wondered from a man's point of view what they get out of it. And then, you know, they answered the question, but then Father Tom went into, he going to use that as an opportunity to beat the shit out the woman for everything she just pissed him off about.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
No, you didn't, Father Tom. No, you didn't.
I'm drawing blood.
What? So, basically, ain't no Freaky sex with you because you might choke a bitch out. Huh?
Well, you're saying.
You might get too
he's
mad.
Right, he's already made mention of that. He will. He will get you.
What? Father Time, you need anger management? Is that what you need? Because you sound a little dangerous.
I got the opportunity to hit you without going to jail, so I'm taking advantage. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Oh, Lord. Ooh, that means, like, if you could have reached through the phone back in the day, you probably would have choked the shit out of me. Oh, I'm scared of you by the time.
Don't piss me off that day.
I'm like that. I was like, dang. I mean, I can understand turning colors, maybe have my ass black or blue, but you talking about blood? You talking about
I'm saying like,
bleed.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. You going to leave permanent marks on my shit, for real?
Man, right. I'm swinging for
I ain't
going
to be able to lay on my back for a minute because you just
exactly.
Took my skin off my ass, for real. You ain't never getting this pussy ever. That's the rap. You might not have no dick no more. What you talking about?
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, we just role playing, so you know.
No, we ain't role playing. We ain't role playing. Well, you can say that too. Then you can say that too. When the police ask you why you got holding your dick in your hand with some ice, we was role playing, and she got real deep into it. She was a butcher, and
oh my goodness,
she just cut my dick off on accident.
Why would you cut a man's dick off?
And why would you draw blood on a woman's ass in the middle of spanking her?
We role playing.
Role playing.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
That's way past 50 Shades of Grey. Way past.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Liquor store, what's happening?
Hey, y'all play too rough.
I mean, something got to go. Boy, how you doing, liquor store?
Fine. How are you, Bob?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I know that she hung up on us when we asked a question.
I did
after.
Not
we
hang
gonna get,
up.
We're not going to get into that. I think she lied about her probation. I think she on the run. She just, you know, how them motherfuckers lie all the time.
You just told us that this show is heard all around the world. I can't be on the run on a live show.
Well, they don't know your real name.
Nah, I don't know my real name. But, you know, it's a lot of people that just get to know, you know, looking around. Y'all got a website. My face is all on there. I can't be. Mm-hmm. I ain't on the lamb, I swear. And I did not hang up. I wasn't even anywhere near my phone. I had my headset in here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You had your head what?
My headphones. My headset.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
So I'm here. What did you think I
Where
said, Thomas?
I thought you said I had my head. What was your head?
Well, oh, I can think of a place I would like for my head. I can think of a couple places. Yeah, like
okay.
That. Yeah, like that.
I'm just saying that's what I thought you said. So, please forgive me.
I do.
So have we gotten over the rule that women can't use the word
no.
Head?
No. And you already know.
To this day, I still don't even understand the concept of that. Why? I mean, ain't no dick down there. What you getting the head for?
You.
No,
the man's
not getting
head
no head from
is
me.
Between the man's head is between
no,
the woman's
no,
eyes.
No, no,
yes.
No.
So you
I'm telling
me
you, you
want to
turn me off.
Head.
That's the first thing you do is that. You can I get some head? You finna get punched.
that's not how you approach a man to give it to you, but. That's what did.
I mean, even if I walked past and I heard you on the phone with your girlfriend, girl, he gave me some head last night, or I gave you what? No, don't say that. Do not say that. You cannot be mine. No, you can't do that.
Oh, Lord, shit. That was funny.
I'm serious. I don't think
I know. That's
I'm not.
So.
I'm not understanding why no man could even accept that. I mean, maybe it's just me. What about you, bro? Can you? I mean, is that kosher with you?
It doesn't bother me.
Am I the only woman that says it?
No, you're not. But we're not allowed to on this show.
Well, as long as you know.
I do know. And I have.
Hey, we
don't
follow the rules.
You've had lady callers that called in and said it, and I was the first one to be like,
oh, man, I missed that one.
We don't say that in the city. We're not allowed.
I mean, I don't see the point.
Okay.
The song with Shauna came out. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the beat, the hook, and everything. But I'm like, why the fuck is she singing this song?
Well, Butta just told you. I mean, it's not. I mean, it just is what it is. Your head is between my legs. My head is between your legs. It's giving head. I mean. But,
No. You got the head. We said, you know what we talking about. I put the head of this dick in your mouth. That's what we talking about. Y'all ain't got no head or nothing down there. At least you ain't supposed to anyway.
Okay. I understand, even though I don't understand, but I understand. I just know that I know better than to use that line on this show.
Okay.
Right. PSA, ladies, do not call in.
I mean, come on now, think about it. I don't put a lot of rules and stipulations on this show. I really don't.
The first rule.
Right, now, if you're talking father time, he has no problem with it. I mean, he has no problem with that. Me, personally, I just can't figure out why a woman, I mean, that's just me.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, if y'all talking father time, y'all crack on him for some, and y'all say, can he get some head? He don't mind it.
Don't bother me at all.
Right. After tonight, he's going to be like, baby, don't say that no more. Because all he's going to see is motherfucking, he's going to think about this damn show, and he's going to be like, he's going to be like, new group, family meeting. Nobody...
So have you came up with new names that we can say?
You can say anything else. You can say, baby, can you lick the box? Baby, can you come eat my pussy? Baby, can you lick on me? Baby, can I get some special attention? Baby, can you put your mouth on me? You can say anything else, right?
Really, sir.
Yeah, I understand how to do that when I'm asking for it, but explaining that this person gave me, I can say he gave me brain, he gave me face. Can I say that?
No.
No. He ate your pussy.
Right. Why do y'all want to make this sound masculine? That's a feminine thing.
That's not masculine to me.
Yeah, it is. Head is masculine. I'm sorry. He gave that. Yeah, he gave me some head. Really, girl? Yeah. That do not sound.
That sounded like masculine. That sounded masculine.
Because. Well, I mean, that's how y'all sound with it. That's how y'all sound with it.
I hear you.
I'm just stating. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna ask?
I mean, like I said. You say what?
I said y'all gonna ask them a scenario about being in a coma.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah
some
dog.
Shit. That's some fucked up shit.
But, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. They fucked up because you the one said it.
What?
If.
Oh, no, I thought she was talking about getting pregnant in a coma.
What?
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Oh, yeah, well.
That's an
error. Oh, I thought you were talking about Fontaine said he going to keep going.
Oh, well, that too.
I'm
going to
keep going. I will keep going. With no problem. All right, I'll tell y'all the scenario on that one.
Please, please.
Okay, y'all getting busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You with your guy, whatever, y'all getting busy, right? Your guy passes out. Do you keep going or do you stop? I mean, he out cold. But it's y'all in the middle doing the duke. Y'all in the middle of it, and he just passed out.
I'm
keep
gonna
going
to stop. That's going to scare the fuck out of me.
Well, I
I'm
mean,
gonna check his heartbeat, make sure he's breathing. Huh?
I said, what if, I mean, you hear him snoring. He just starts snoring.
Oh.
I mean,
if I was about to climax, then yeah, I'll keep on going. But if I wasn't, then I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, chances are, if I'm lying in this, and you fall asleep, your dick is going to be right behind you. Chances are your dick is not going to stay hard while you fucking sleep.
You know what? Hold on. Stop. We're going to have to buy you a microphone, or either you're going to have to talk up, or you're going to have to stop inhaling while you talking.
I'm not
like you take it.
I'm sorry. My
like you take, like,
over the microphone.
I know, but notice it's like when she talk, it's like it seems like she just hit the blood. Yeah, because you got to talk. You got to talk up. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What did you say?
You got more stipulations than the private school.
That's a good one.
Hey, I couldn't even say fuck you because that was a good one.
Okay, I said chances are that if I'm lying to you and you fall asleep, your dick is shortly behind you. It's not going to stay hard much longer if you don't fall asleep.
It depends. It depends, because I've been in a situation where we were doing a missionary, and I mean, we had been doing it for hours and hours, and my eyes was closed, I was all into it, and then next thing I know, it's like his rhythm got off, and I heard him snoring, but he was still rocking back and forth.
In his sleep?
He was high, huh?
The motherfucker was
he was high, had popped a pill and all that, and still going. But he was snoring.
But he was on top. But he was on top, right?
Yes.
All right, okay, but I'm saying if you're on top of him, chances are, if he falls asleep, his dick's probably going to fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? His dick is going to
fall. Yeah.
I mean, him being on top, I think I can maybe understand that, because that's kind of like, you know what I mean? He might fall off into a dream, and you know what I'm saying? Sometimes men hump in their dreams, so shit.
Yeah.
It ain't no problem. But if you on top and he doze off, it's a good chance that dick is going to be right behind him.
That's the biggest turn off. I would be so outdone, disgusted.
Could it be that you, I mean, who would you be disgusted in, yourself or him?
Him.
Well, I mean, but what if
you... The only reason why I could say that a man would fall asleep while I'm riding him is because he has drunk entirely too much liquor. Or whatever it is that he do, smoke too much weed or something like that. And we've been fucking
for hours.
So
all I
got to
say
is, cause I can't see it.
Don't pass out around me because I ain't stopping.
All right, now with
that
being said,
I can understand that coming from a man. I really can't because y'all still pussy in the middle of the night in a heartbeat. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Well, you know what? Done with that stealing shit. Ain't nobody stealing nothing. Now, if
I mean,
a motherfucker,
I'm not standing in a bad way. I'm not standing in a bad
no,
way.
But,
I'm going to scoop my little ass right on up so you can get to it.
Ain't it
exactly.
Mm. But what
I'm saying sleeping
is,
as soon as you press that, as soon as you get that one thrust. yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah. Oh, Lord. You made me wish I had some company. Oh, my God.
Damn, motherfucker, get to talk about some, you know I was asleep. Okay, I ain't hear you say stop, no, or don't. All I heard was no, don't stop.
Amen. Thank you.
You woke me up. You woke me up. You knew I had a meeting in the morning. But I went to that motherfucker meeting happy as hell. Thank you.
Ain't it? Energized.
You had a meeting last night.
Smile
like
on my
face. Meeting, all right.
I showed it. And that's why you got bacon and eggs in the morning when I normally get you a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a bitch?
No, I mean my bowl of cereal could be motherfucking some cream of wheat or some goddamn oatmeal. It don't have to be cold. It don't have to be cold cereal.
Yeah.
You got some toast. But this morning I done woke up, I done scrambled you some eggs, fried you some bacon, made you
toast,
put it on a sandwich.
You know, hey, y'all ever notice you always talk about food too? That motherfucker stay high.
It's not a high thing.
Stay
high. My favorite.
No, I'm just fucking with
you. Because my favorite place in the house is the kitchen. We can bump in the kitchen any day.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess you can do a lot of things since you're free now, huh?
I have had a lot of interesting things happen in the kitchen.
Yes, Lord. I mean, the refrigerator is right there, the pantry and the cabinets is right there. You know, you got syrups and fucking, you know, ice cream toppings and goddamn, who you like sour cream, nigga? If tartar sauce is your thing, we got that too. I mean,
yeah, but now what happens if the goddamn kids come down there and they see you spreading them motherfucking Miracle Whip all over his bitch? You just gonna put the motherfucking. You gonna put the knife right back in the motherfucking jar, huh?
I don't need more. We got the squeeze bottle. It's no problem.
Right.
Okay. Now, y'all tell me this. All right. A couple of guys I know, they had a female over, and they was like, all right, they finna, you know, they ran her. The bottom line, they ran her. And they was like, you know, I guess they like, fuck it, we just finna get crazy with it. So the one guy, he went and got some ketchup, and he told her to suck the ketchup off his dick. So the other guy went and got some mustard, and, you know, same thing. So now it's like they're just like putting all type of condiments on a dick, telling the old girl to suck it off. All right, she doing it, no problem. So boy was like, I'm gonna make it sweet for you. So he put his dick in the sugar bowl. And now they telling me the story. He's like, yeah, man, I put my dick in the sugar bowl, made her suck the sugar off. So me being the person I am, I instantly was like, hey man, that man put his dick in your mama's sugar bowl. And he looked at me like, you know, they like, huh? I said, do your mama and them drink coffee? And he's like, yeah, every morning. I said, so let me get this right. Your boy put his dick in your mama's sugar bowl, and your mama the next morning got up and you know, she made your daddy some coffee too. That's a whole new meaning of what you want one one for two.
Oh.
Needless to say that he looked at him and was like, "Hey man, why you put your dick in my mama's sugar bowl?" And them motherfuckers proceeded to tear that house up. They was fighting like a motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
Was I wrong, y'all?
I mean,
it's just you that would point that out and say it out loud. It's just only you.
Everybody probably would have thought the same thing. But, yeah, you would have been the one that said it.
Okay, now think about it now. The motherfucker put their dick in your mama's sugar bowl. Your mama got to drink that, they use that sugar the next day. Okay, time.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't no worse than you putting salt in your daddy's milk.
Did nobody else have to drink that but him?
That's funny.
I put my dick in your mama's sugar bowl.
That's a fight.
I mean, in the heat of the moment, you probably won't think about it, right?
Right.
No, not during an act. But as soon as somebody brought it up to me, I would think about it like, wait a minute.
Nigga, put his dick in my
house. I'm pouring out all the sugar in the house. I don't give a fuck if it's a brand new bag. What happened to all the sugar?
I don't know. I probably would have done the same thing. Threw the sugar away. I don't know if I would have proceeded to fight, but oh my goodness. Did you try to break the fight up?
No.
At least?
Or
you just let them
know? What if my mama would have got up the next morning, made me some grits, and I'm putting sugar in my grits? Before I know about it.
I mean, you shared the coochie.
Hell no. Y'all are some
sickos. Man.
You done already shared the coochie.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't break the fight up. I felt like that was a fight that just needed to happen.
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. In hindsight, it's always 2020. That's fucking hilarious.
But during the duel, you don't think about shit like that. You know, where the fuck you get some sugar from? You ain't even thinking about that shit. You be like, damn.
I should have did
that
shit.
Off your dick, dog.
Right. I don't know, man. I mean, that one, everybody said I instigated the fight and I started it. To this day, they say I started the fight, you know. It's like, they cool again. They got cool right after the fight. But it's like, you know me. I'm like, oh, so you let that go. They just be like, Zach, shut up. Just shut up. Don't even say nothing.
After you said it the first time, then you just said, so you let that go. So that you really did instigate it.
I wouldn't say I instigated it. I'm just saying, I mean, the man put his dick in his mama's sugar bowl. I mean, and then she got up the next morning, made her and her husband some coffee. I mean, shit. When I came downstairs and looked at it, I'd have been like, wait a minute. And then it's a dick imprint in the sugar bowl? Come on.
And she probably wasn't even looking, half asleep, tired.
She don't know, so she just thinking that that's just from yesterday when she put the spoon in yesterday.
You wouldn't even think of, nobody would even think to do no shit like that anyway. So,
I'm
you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I get up today. I'm not going to check the damn sugar bowl to see if there's a dick printed. I would never think to do that type of shit.
I can't say you instigated the fight. It's just you brought it to everybody's attention. You know what I mean? Like, damn. I didn't even think about this shit. I wouldn't say you instigated, though. Instigating it would have been if you was there and, you know what I'm saying, you were like, ooh, nigga, you just suck your dick, you know what I'm saying, and your mama sugar. But that would have been instigating it.
Well, I did say that part.
Yeah, I knew it. You were mad.
I'm
a mess.
I'm just saying, I mean, hey. I just think people, you know, I mean, some people don't get upset about stuff like that.
Oh my goodness.
Let me be in the kitchen making some fucking potato salad. God damn it, you creep up behind me and boil. Oh, yeah. Let me be stirring the cornbread and you come up behind me and boil. let me be picking some goddamn greens and you come up behind me.
I don't even know where that's going, but okay.
My question is, I have a question.
What's up?
Has anybody ever had sex in their parents' bed?
Nope.
Wait a minute, hold on before you answer that question. Big Drew, what's happening?
What up, man?
Hey, Drew.
Chilla.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, Drew.
Hey.
Who's that, me in the background?
Yeah.
Hi.
Really? See, hey.
Hey.
All right. Mother, what was your question again?
Has anyone ever had sex in a parent's bed?
Nope.
I'm gonna go down the panel on this. I'm gonna start with Jadine. Jadine, you ever fucked in your mama bed? Well, I think you finna say yeah. Just on some vindictive shit.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, Jadine, now was it vindictive or you just didn't have no place to go?
I mean, I had a bunch of brothers and sisters, so we never had our own bed. My sister slept with me. She was only, I think I was a teenager. She was only like 5. So I ain't never had my own bed until I got out of there. So that was pretty much their only room. And then I just used to do shit in their room just to.
All right, y'all. If y'all wonder why I'm laughing, this is the same motherfucker. Her stepdad got set on fire. She just walked past laughing at his ass. He runs around this motherfucker, third degree burns, and she just laughing at him. So I can imagine, I'm finna skeet right here, right on his pillow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I left a condom in there one time.
I'm finna beat your ass.
He always thought she was cheating, so there you go.
Oh.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
I can see your mama now, baby. But baby, I swear there ain't nobody over here. Yeah, all right, bitch. All right. I told your motherfucking ass. Man, I would go crazy. Gotta be okay. You know what? You get the dirty motherfucker award for that one. Dirty motherfucker for real. Drew, you have fucked in your parents' bed.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Now, okay, we dudes. We dudes. So, I mean, what made you do it, man?
I would like
it, man,
to know why. Yeah,
When I was 20 years old, I came home. When I was in the military, I came home, and one of my little friends that came over to my mama house to see me, and they had left, and I was like, I got no reference to it, so I got it here before they got back.
Wow.
Did you change the sheets?
No, I told
you. Well,
you
couldn't change. You couldn't change it because she don't wonder. She don't wonder why she's changed.
I ain't pulled on top of the cover. It was on top of the cover, though. I ain't pulled the sheets back.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Back then, I was only 20, so I was doing it rabbit style when I was 20. I just started having sex at 18.
Lord have mercy.
Damn. Okay. Liquor store, you said no, right?
Yes, no.
No, okay. Are you scared?
No, that's nasty.
Oh, okay.
That's nasty. I mean, you know, I'm an only child, so, you know, and my mom talks to me. And so, ew.
Okay. All right, buddy, you posed the question. Have you done it?
No. I would never, ever, ever, because my mother is like Mike Tyson's sparring partner, and no, I would never, ever. But I have had men, back in the day, you know, I'd have them want to take me in. One guy was living with his mama, had his own room, and still wanted to take me in her room, in her bed. And I just did not, I don't understand that. And I don't understand how, like my oldest son, he pulled his thing where I just found out he was having sex on my front room floor with his girlfriend while I was in the bedroom. Like I was out there.
That wasn't hard.
No, well,
I mean, don't you know we know how to time our mothers. We know exactly what time you gonna get up, what time you gonna move, and how long we got.
But
we know
it
that.
Wasn't like it was in the middle of the day.
Okay.
It was in the middle of the day, so it wasn't like I was laying down or nothing. I was on the computer.
Okay, like I said, we know how to time y'all. We know if we got 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 minutes. We know that with y'all. I mean, shit, I got 30 minutes. Bitch, bend over.
Wow.
All right. Time, what about you, dog? You ever tried it?
Well, my mama slept on the couch, so she had sex in my bed, though.
Yeah, we know that. So it only would have been right if you would have been
right.
I mean, so technically, if you ever did it on the couch, then yes, you did do it in her bed.
So yeah, if you put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, that is a black cloud that's looming over your head for the rest of your life, ain't it?
That shit scarred me, man. That shit fucked me up.
You walked in on it?
Yes,
I did.
Can you imagine? Little bro getting out of school. He think he about to go in his room, have some food loops, watch Ninja Turtles.
I've been walked in on too. It's not a good feeling for the parent. Oh my God, it's not a good feeling.
She is a parent.
I wasn't tripping. I was
walked in on. That's not a good thing for a fucking kid.
But I felt like I was when I was with my husband, so I felt like, well, shit, that's just, you know, that's the fuck we doing. You
that's
no
a difference.
Business.
That's a difference.
Exactly.
I don't think that I would have had no shame if it was my husband, but it was not.
There ain't no damn difference.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
But who was with?
Yes, it is.
It don't matter who it was with. You actually fucking saw it. My mama legs is on that motherfucker's shoulders.
Oh, baby. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I would have been.
Well,
I used to hear my daddy. I mean, I used to hear him. I never saw him, but I would hear him all the time. And then my sister would cry, and she was like, oh, she must be really a freak because she real quiet. She can keep quiet, and he can't. So, I mean, she would be crying. One time she was like, get off my mommy, get off.
Well,
it's just,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about because, like, when I was a teenager or whatever, like, my room, you know, right next door to theirs, and my parents were always affectionate with one another anyway, you know what I mean? So I knew the deal. And so every now and again, I would hear them. So for me to go in there and their face where they're old, ew, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, see, now me, I've never caught them. But like I said, all the indications was there. Like, and it took me to get a little older to wonder what the fuck that pillow was behind the bedpost for, you know. And once I got older, and I bullshit y'all not, it was like I was having sex, and you know the headboard, and I was at somebody's house, and the kids was there. And I'm like, the headboard keep hitting the bed. And I'm like, okay, let me find a way to make this headboard stop hitting this motherfucking wall. So I grabbed a pillow, and I put the pillow behind the headboard. And soon, I'm pushing the headboard. Like, oh, okay, it ain't going to hit it now. And I'm like, okay, back to work. And I swear, that motherfucking, they room just popped in my mind like, nasty motherfuckers.
That's why.
Killed my whole motherfucking mood.
Yeah, I know it.
Like, man, this motherfucker, man. I mean, because, like, right now, I mean, no, because I very rarely go in my mother's room. I mean, I don't know what. I don't even ask me why. I can't even tell you why. I mean, I go to the door, and I think it was because I was in my, I don't know, probably my early or mid-20s. And I went in a room, and I seen that motherfucker pillow behind the goddamn thing. So it instantly grossed me the fuck out. So after that, I just stopped going in their room. I don't even want to know what the fuck y'all doing. I don't even want to know.
Ew.
That's just some terrible shit. That motherfucker.
Yeah, but at least it was day room.
you got a point there, bro. But then you got to think about it. You can never bring that up. You can never, I mean, other than to a psychiatrist, you can never bring it up to your mom.
I know, man. I just want to tell you, fuck me up. And then cuss me out for walking in my room.
Get the fuck out of here.
You gotta close the door, step back, look like, nigga,
I know it's my room. How many times has she been in my room doing this?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't the first time.
Hold on, wait a minute. What did you just say today?
I said she probably got mad because he was just standing there staring, but not thinking, okay, he in shock. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably opened the door and just stood up there like, I can't believe what I'm looking at right now.
I couldn't move. This shit totally fucked me up.
He's like this shit, what's up?
Right.
You know how mothers get to thinking, but he's not aware. He got that Queen Latifah song
on Set It On Right Before She Got Killed. He got that playing in his head. That tear coming down his eye. Oh, shit.
Oh. Trauma.
It's not a good look. It is not a good look. I can imagine it wasn't.
It explains a lot, though.
I mean, man, that shit, man, I just walked straight in the room like, what the fuck? And he just humping. Just humping the shit out of my mom.
Jugging.
Oh, shit. We got my mama in the buck, man. He bucking the shit. Like, what the fuck?
And then he saw you first, right? Because she didn't even see you. He saw you first, right?
No, my mama seen me first. He had his back turned. My mama legs was on his back, across his goddamn shoulders. Straight up in the motherfucking air. Toes just twirling.
Oh, man.
What the fuck are y'all doing? And he stopped. He just kept on going.
Get this little nigga out of here.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Close the goddamn door.
Oh, that would be horrible.
I ain't on the floor, man. Couldn't even see the
floor. Let me ask you. Let me ask you one thing, though, man. If that dude walked past you today, would you know who he was?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Would you swing on him?
No, I wouldn't swing on him, man.
No.
I wouldn't, dog. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't like the motherfucker. Now, don't get me wrong. I really didn't like him after that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that shit, man. That shit fucked me for a long ass time, man.
That motherfucker come out the room talk about what's up, little Junior. Man, get the fuck away from me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to call my brother. You know that motherfucker don't be fucking around.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I was for a long time. Get locked.
I don't even want to sleep here no more, man. Fuck this shit. I'm leaving.
I'm not right.
Man, I don't even want to live in this house no more.
Right.
Well, I didn't sleep in the bed. I know that.
What you ask for? A sleeping bag for Christmas?
And then,
I just made it.
Homeboy made
a
pallet
of
closet and shit.
I'm
going
to sleep in that bed ever again.
Hell no, I'm burning mattresses, sheets, everything. I don't even want to see that bed ever again in life.
No, that whole shit part.
My sister
Man,
used to cry.
Coming
out
with
she said
little
she never
on.
Knew. She never knew what my mother was doing in the bed. So my mother would always give us a kiss in the morning. But when she came out the room with either my daddy's shirt on or some little lingerie on. My sister would not want to give her a kiss. She wouldn't want her to do her hair. And we would have to sit in between her legs for her to put our ponytails on our head and shit. And my sister be crying and sick to her stomach.
Oh,
Because she knew my mother was having sex that night.
Well, I'm quite sure she washed up. Supposed to put y'all between the legs.
It's just the fact that it happened.
I'm just saying. That's how she said it seemed like her sister was thinking, like her mama just grabbed a cigarette, sat it there, sit your little nappy head ass down right there, girl. That's right. Smell it.
No, it was never that, but just the fact that, you know what I mean, it happened and we heard it happen and then had to wake up and see her smiling and give me a kiss, I love you, have a good day, don't kiss me, and I don't know what you did with them lips.
But then you want to kiss on your kids now.
I know, right? Kiss my babies all the time.
He looking over at him. Then you want to kiss me after him. Yeah, okay.
But
all I say is
I ain't gonna kiss my baby and I just had a dick in my mouth. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Right.
I would hope not.
No, I would never do nothing like that.
Yeah, it's a little trifling right there to do some shit like that.
Yeah.
Wait, well, who was it? LaVell Crawford. Remember when he said him and his mama roast on each other? And she told a little ass, that's why I sucked your daddy dick last night and came and gave you a kiss this morning. You a dirty bitch.
No.
I would scar somebody.
Yes, that would have made me sick.
He said, I never got into another battle with my mama again after that shit. Bitch, you won, goddamn.
I wouldn't have been no more good. I wouldn't have been able to say nothing else. Like, okay.
Nope. Yeah, I'm done. Face up real quick because I'm through with that shit.
That would have been. Yeah, that's a wrap after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what can you do? I mean, I just have to punch my daddy. I can't hit my mama. Your punk. I mean, you can't hit your mama, so shit, punch his ass.
He gonna go get his breakfast in the morning. You know, if that little motherfucker punched me, what the fuck that little nigga
punched the shit out of his ass. You don't know what the fuck happened. What's wrong with him? I think I know, baby. I think I know. Just let it be. Just let it be right now. Goddamn right you let me be. Shit, you told me some shit like that. I done sucked your daddy dick and came and kissed you.
That would have hurt. Tears, all that.
Yeah, your sister probably would have had a fucking seizure, passed out.
Boy.
Yeah, she lost her mind behind that one.
She ain't no telling what would have happened on that one. She would have been done for. Oh, Lord.
She done did one of Fred Sanford's. I'm coming to Georgia, baby.
She was going to visit Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I'm coming to Georgia. With my mama dick breath on my mouth. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I'm about to go.
Okay, so now that y'all done got older.
Let me drink some water.
Now that y'all got older, do y'all find yourself doing the same shit y'all mama used to do?
I don't know.
Of course y'all don't know. Sexually, so I would hope y'all don't know sexually.
I don't know sexually, no. But I do know, as cooking wise,
This how you keep his ass. Sit down and watch.
Nah.
That would have to be one hell of a conversation. See, but now here's the difference. We can have that conversation with our dad. Of course, not about your mama, but about anybody else, we can have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you especially when you get to a certain age, you like shit. You know, the old man gets talking shit. You know, you kind of talk shit back, and, you know, I know you fucked that bitch, didn't you? You know, that's when you know your old man proud of you, when he finally, you hitting that? Yeah. God damn.
You're absolutely right, because I have a 12-year-old daughter, and there will never be a day, okay? When my daughter comes to me, Mommy, I really like this boy, you know what I'm saying? She could be 32 years old, and it's getting ready to be her, you know what I'm saying? She's going to walk down the aisle, and she won't know what to do on her honeymoon. I will never tell my daughter, okay, baby, this is what you do now. You got to deep throat that thing and grab the ball. You know? I'm never going to tell my daughter that.
No, I couldn't do it either.
Now, this is how you prevent the gag reflex. I'm never going to tell her that. Okay?
Mm. Not even if she asks you.
No.
Okay,
I'm
going
to tell you
this,
babe, you my daughter. Okay?
My baby,
just know that you my daughter. And you are good
daughter.
At everything that you do.
That's what I'm going to say.
Go enjoy
baby.
Yourself, baby.
It's going to come to you naturally. You know what to do.
Yes.
That's all you're going to get.
Yes.
You know what to do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Janine, you quiet on this one. Now, I know you got two daughters. Would you have that conversation?
I mean, what, to explain things to them?
I mean, yeah, just break it down to them.
If my daughter came and asked me, yes, I would tell them. If she came and asked me if sucking dick the same as having sex, then I'll say yes.
No, that's not what we're talking about. Your daughter come to you and she asks you how to suck a dick. Mama,
if my grown daughter came to me, yes. I'm not going to talk to her as no child, but as my grown daughter, yeah, I'll tell her if she's doing something wrong.
So you're going to see
you know, that's,
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine my daughter coming to me so Dad, when I was sucking his dick, he said he liked...
Well, no, of course not.
Like, I'm like, what the... No.
Well, of course she wouldn't come to you. She wouldn't come to you, but I mean, okay, now what if your son did?
Oh, yeah, we'd have that conversation.
So why can't we as women have that conversation with our daughter? Who else they going to
I don't think...
Well, let me ask you what you have with your son.
I could explain in detail.
You had that same conversation with your son.
Well, I don't think that I could sit there and, like, show my daughter how to
hold both hands and turn like a salt and pepper shaker. I couldn't tell her to do all that kind of stuff. All I can tell her to do is to do her best.
What if your son came to you as a mother?
And my
son
wouldn't know
how to
eat dick. My son come to me.
Yeah,
ain't no son
gonna come to their mama and ask them nothing like that.
Well, I mean, in today's world, anything is possible.
Right. Me and my son have a weird relationship, so he doesn't ask me like really nasty type of questions, but he does talk to me about. I tell him you can't, you know, make, if you're just trying to have sex with this woman, you can't have sex with this woman and make love to her and make her think that you want something more than just the sex. You can't.
I'm just saying, hypothetically
with her
speaking,
would
you have a conversation, hypothetically speaking, if your son came to you and asked you about sex, would you have a conversation with him, hypothetically?
I would.
Would it?
I mean, a conversation about sex, absolutely. I don't think there's nothing wrong with explaining.
Hold on. One at a time, okay.
But I don't think that I can explain in detail how to spread the lips apart and lick around the clitoris and do this and put two
fingers
in.
Wait a minute, hold that thought. Marley Mall.
Yeah, what's going on, people? What you doing?
What's up, Marley?
Right.
Hey, now.
Hey, what's up?
All right. Now, Janine, I heard you say that if your son did come to you, you would have that conversation with him. I mean, would you go in depth with him?
I don't have no problem. There's the ways you can say things without going into all those types of details. I'm not going to go into details about things that I do. You have to talk in general. You don't go into detail about your sex life, you know, with your children or nothing like that. But if they ask you specific questions, it's just the way that you answer where you can answer their questions. I just don't have
no problem
with
me, if I had that conversation with my mama, I'd be like, so, Mom, you speaking from experience?
But you have to understand, just like every kid, don't no kid want to hear about their parents' sex life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no,
you
sure
don't
want to see it, neither.
No, you don't. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about with me. With my dad, I mean, I'm talking about my biological dad. Him and my mother, they were never together. So it never really bothered me about things he said. Or the acts he did, because shit, it wasn't my mother he was doing it to. So I never really bothered me. You know, and I mean, my old man, like I said, my biological old man, he was real candid with it. Like he would be like, you know, I would go over to his crib and he would pull her skirt up and smack her right on the ass. She ain't got no panties on or nothing. Bow! You need to get one. Make sure you get one of these, boy. You know, she looking like, really? You just going to show your son my ass? Oh, shut the fuck up, girl. You know, that's how he was. So it was like, you know, I'm looking like shit. I mean, I'm at that age, like, well, you going to let me get a little taste of something? Shit, well, I mean, what's happening?
Yeah,
he didn't say
that's
big,
that big old. He's that big old yellow ass.
Wait a minute, Marty. How do you know it was yellow?
I don't know. I was just telling.
Yeah, but he would. I mean, no shit. He would do shit like that. Or if I was with a female, did he see me with a female? He'd be like I say, he always suck on his teeth. So I know you ain't just walking up and down the street with this bitch and ain't fucked her yet. What? And I know you ain't just, you ain't walking down the street with her all day. You ain't took her in the room yet. And so that's how I pretty much was raised when I was around him. You know, for the few times, I mean, the short period of time that I was around him, his whole demeanor was just like, get that ass, boy. I mean, think about it. I mean, you 9, 10 years old. Like Marley said, you see this big yellow ass. And, I mean, he literally was like, you know, let's just say they just woke up. You know, she got a gown on. He would literally just, you know, he probably done fucked her that night. And they ain't got no panties. She ain't got no panties on. He would literally just pull that motherfucker up and smack on her ass. Bow. Now, we sit there eating breakfast. Make sure you get one of these, boy. Damn. All right. Okay, Dad. Shit.
Hell yeah, got some eggs too, shit.
And you know, and it was like, you know, she would tell him to stop and, you know, quit, but it wasn't like she was like really upset that he did it. It was just like, I don't know.
You know, women get used to shit, so it don't bother me for a while.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't have the conversation about sex with my son. Of course, if they ask me, they want to know some joke. Yeah, but, like, you know, I'm not going to go into no explicit details. I'm not going to explain how to do certain shit. I will, you know, have that sex talk and explain, you know, what should be done, but I'm not going to go into no explicit details.
Well, I wouldn't have a conversation with my daughter.
Because you don't want them to learn somewhere else and learn the wrong shit.
Well, that's not a conversation I'm gonna have. I'll send it to my mama.
I mean, ain't a virgin no more.
How old is your daughter again?
She's 21.
Oh, shit.
I seriously did, man.
I always thought she was going to wait till she got married. This old slick talking motherfucker talked out her drawers. I was mad as hell. And
okay.
I was kind of mad because she actually answered the question. You know, normally you would lie. You know, tell me a lie. Don't tell me the truth. Not about that shit.
You are so crazy. There is something serious in your problem. You raise
I'm
your kids to tell you the truth all their life. Then when you ask them a question, you want them to lie to you. Ain't that about a chicken in the head?
You should lie about that one.
I'm just trying to figure out at 21, what made you think she still was?
Yeah.
At 21,
because
why is
always
it any
told
of your business? Shit.
She's always told me that she was saving herself for marriage. And I always held her to that. And she done hooked up with this old slick-talking motherfucker. I don't like that motherfucker anyway.
Hmm.
You know, I just casually asked her, you still a virgin, right? Mm-hmm. She said, nope. Fuck me up.
Mm-mm. That's why, you know, when they get to the teenage years, hell, 14, 15, 16, hell, if you go on somebody more than 6 months, hell, y'all done fucked plenty of times, you know. At least try.
I got to agree with you on that one, Marley.
Yeah.
Well, y'all know I drive a school bus, right? You know, I got one of these, what's that motherfucking name from New Jack City? Yeah, Brian Washington and Brian Williams, whatever the fuck his name is. You know, one of that pretty motherfucker. I got one of them pretty motherfuckers on the bus, right? Yeah. I got one of them pretty motherfuckers on the bus, right? Light-skinned motherfucking shit. You know, he one of them pretty motherfuckers. You know, all the little girls on the bus be jocking him and shit. And it's this one little girl, she like in a 10th grade, she flat out told this motherfucker on the bus, I'm going to take your virginity.
Damn.
Just told him. Because, you know, the little girl's always on him. He's like, well, I'm not having sex. You know, and he said this shit proudly. She said, I'm going to take your virginity. Just like that, I was like, God damn. That motherfucker blushing like a motherfucker. You know, he light-skinned. His face red as hell.
Boy, I'm going to put this pussy on you so good.
I was cracking the foot. He was embarrassed like a motherfucker. And she meant that shit. She'd be on his ass every day.
Hey man, they a whole different breed than what we was. Like I said, I remember I went up to my daughter's school. I walk in the door and I'm getting ready to try to have a conversation with the teacher, and this little girl just bumps me out the way, walks straight up to this dude, and was like, "I don't need you spreading my business. What the fuck I do? If I sucked his dick on lunch hour, I sucked his dick. That ain't none of your motherfucking business what I did."
Wow.
And me and the teacher like, wait a minute, what do you just did? What? You know, because I mean, I'm not, I know it, because hell, I was getting it done to me. So I know we were, all that stuff was happening back then when we was in school, but man, the girls just didn't say it. No, it was taboo to say. It was taboo to say you ate pussy. It was taboo to say you suck dick. Now, you might have did it, but you didn't tell nobody. These motherfuckers just like, fuck it. That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I ain't no pussy until I was about until 1993, until R. Kelly made it famous. Shit.
So R. Kelly made it famous?
Yeah. I was... Like
that,
I see it on
the
pornos. I was like, I ain't getting no pussy. That's what them white folks be doing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't
wow.
do that.
Wow.
R. Kelly,
it took me a long time to admit that shit. I would
not
admit it for nothing. You could catch me doing it. I'm shit. I wasn't doing that shit. I don't do that.
I was out there inspecting.
I don't do that.
I mean. You know, now after high school, my whole demeanor just changed about it. It was, you know, in high school, of course, nobody never actually admitted to it, but, you know. But after high school, it was just like, oh fuck it.
Yeah, but shit,
I mean,
nowadays, man, that's how they start the conversation. These motherfuckers, these little girls are hot as hell, man. I mean, these little girls is hot.
You know, I'll be honest with you. If I bet it's hard as hell to be like a substitute teacher or something in the high school, because these little motherfuckers just don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. They don't care. Man, the conversations I be hearing, man.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew your parents, I'd be snitching like a motherfucker. It's just the shit they be saying, man. It's crazy as hell. Hey, you know, they look at me, oh, he's just a bus driver. He ain't shit. They just be talking. Fuck him.
I just need a list to be on your face when you hear some of that shit, too.
Man, dude, I be looking in the mirror like, did you just say that shit? They don't care. Don't care at all.
Yeah, girl. I fucked him and his boy dick last night. You, I thought you probably almost hit them goddamn cars. Listen, ear hustling them damn conversations.
Yeah, ear hustling.
Yeah, I be ear hustling like a motherfucker, man. I be here. I mean, they be talking about fucking 3-4 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? At the same, like, she, this one girl, she a senior. She talking about she did 4 motherfuckers at the same time, but, you know, not at the same. They took turns, one at a time. And was just talking about the shit like it wasn't shit. And the other girl's like, ooh, for real? Did they have some big dicks and all that? I'm like, man, what the fuck?
That's how this shit go down?
She asking the girl, how big was he dick? And she just named it off. Well, so-and-so, I mean, you know, if she used a name, so-and-so, he was all right, but his boy was big as hell, and I don't know if I could handle that shit. I'm like, man. Lord, have mercy. I'd be, man, if I knew their parents, man, I'd be snitching, man. Because you can learn a lot of shit driving a bus, dude. You can learn a lot of shit. And they just be talking.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
you better watch your daughter. Shit, she'd be sucking dick 6 ways from Sunday.
I'm hell of a thing to come back and tell the motherfuckers. Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Phil? It's going pretty good. I just drove the bus the other day, and, man, I was just letting you know, hey, your daughter's a bus now. She's a what?
She fucking everybody.
Yeah, man.
She
fucking everybody. She fucking everybody. In a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Bill. Well, I'm just saying, man.
But see, the thing is, man, back when we was growing up, if you ran a train, she didn't tell nobody.
No, it was not
the
told by nobody.
Dudes told everybody. She ain't told us. So these motherfuckers talking about it like it ain't shit.
That's sad.
It is, man. These kids is fucked up today. These are some fucked up kids out here, man. These high school motherfuckers is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, really? I mean, why was it cool to, like, if you got a woman that's down to let you run a train on her and all this other kind of stuff, then why is it cool to brag about to everybody else when you got all to yourself with you and your friend or whatever?
Yeah, when you
you was young, you didn't know no better. I mean, trust me, you get a motherfucker now, he ain't telling the soul. Hey, man, you don't know. You down like that? Nope. Not at all.
But by the E-40 song, nope.
Hell yep. Yeah. What? Yep. Nope. Shit. Why every time I come over, man, your girl, her friend always just lounging around. I don't know, man. I'll be grabbing that bitch go home. Shit, you want me to drop off? Nope. I'm going to drop off, man. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, get the fuck away from this dough, man. Why are you over here?
You know?
Yeah, so. I'm coming up with some scenarios if I had never heard of
them. I'm just telling you shit, I've been on the bus.
By the time I'm surprised you don't know as much as you don't know when you listening to the kids all the time. You ought to know shit before we do. You ought to be teaching us something new.
I can't understand half the shit they be saying.
Yeah, you understand.
Crazy shit.
I fuck four motherfuckers. You know? You understand?
Hey, she said I fuck four motherfuckers. That's what she said. That was real.
What you say? Wasn't no reading between them lines. That's just what it was.
Yeah, okay. She said, I fucked all four of them. Like, she was proud of that shit. Four motherfuckers at one time. Well, they took turns. That's what she's telling the girl. They took turns. I'm like, wow. The shit you hear. I rode the city bus. I heard one girl tell another girl she wants to fuck a light skinned motherfucker because he had good hair. So her baby guy has good hair.
Back in the day, that's what the girls was looking for, the pretty boys, so they babies could come out with good hair, good skin, light skin.
Yeah.
Good hair. I'm gonna have a baby by him because he got good hair.
Yes.
That don't mean your baby going to get that shit, you dumb motherfucker. What if she get your hair?
Then what you going to do when the baby come out with wool on his head? You going to give the baby away?
Boy.
Yep.
That's sad.
You take him, okay? This ain't what I was.
We gonna have to get him some just for me, cause he can't be out in public with me with this nasty shit.
just for me.
Right.
That's sad though.
Oh my God. did. You trick me. You tricked me. You said that was you. Okay, that was Nappy Head Ricky. You let run up inside of me.
Boy, since you've been wearing a perm all this time, acting like you poke, you half Indian, nigga.
Let me see some of your baby pictures. You done lied to me. Then you see that nigga got wool on his head too. Now you all sad and shit.
And that's what your ass get.
That's exactly what your ass get.
My daughter's mother tried to run that I'm half Indian. You ain't no goddamn half Indian. Get the fuck out of here. I'm half Indian.
Boy.
That shit is crazy.
What tribe you from? Ivanhoe?
Right. From the Fifth Avenue tribe. Fuck out
That's
of here.
Crazy.
I'm Navajo. Nope, you just a hoe.
Okay. Sorry, just a hoe.
Hell no.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I know, right?
I'm from just a hoe tribe.
I've been trying to eat my food for the last hour and got down a bite.
Lord have mercy. Oh, this crazy, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. So where are we going today?
A little drinking.
All right, well, check this out, y'all. We're coming to the end of the show, but like my man Father Time say, y'all get on SinCityRadioShow.com. We got the chat room open. Kick back, relax. I mean, kick it like we used to.
For sure.
Everybody got a page. Yeah, I know Molly got a page. Buddy got a page. Dan got a page. Lick Snow, you got a page. Everybody got a page. So, shit, I mean, let's get back to the essence of this shit. Let's get back to the fun of it.
Yeah. I be leaving some various comments for the ladies that have nice pictures on there, you know.
Well, Molly, I think the funniest one was the one you left Janine. Well, hell, I'll take a shot.
Shit.
I guess they, hey, and you know, it's just, I'm just picturing his face. Well, hey, you pulling up his pants. Well, hell, hey, well, you know, I'll take a shot at it. You know, what the hell?
Stupid.
Come on down the high.
y'all, it's crazy. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. We don't want them to cut us off. Let's check this out. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a good show. Good listening to everybody. I'll be on here next week.
That's what's happening. That's happening. Molly Ma, any last words, Mike?
All right, good show. You know what I'm saying? I thought y'all next week. You know, I try to call in both days next week. All right, have a good one.
That's what's happening. Lick and Snow.
Yes, I enjoyed myself. You know I'll be back next week. Skinny bitches.
All right. Butter.
Yes, I would like to say that I enjoyed myself this evening. I'm going to go to sleep feeling good, and I will see you all or talk to you all next week.
All right. Now check this out. Before anybody hang up, look here. SinCityRadioShow.com. We built this for y'all. We got this motherfucker up and running for y'all. We got everything that you possibly could want on there. Look here, I know that everybody on here that created the page, and we greatly appreciate it. But let's get the word out. Tell a friend. Tell another friend. You know what I'm saying? If you put it on your Facebook page, post it on your Facebook page. Check these dudes out. Check the website out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got something for everybody on there. I mean, we got poetry. You can blog. You can create groups. We got chat rooms. We got it all. So, shit, you know what I'm saying? SinCityRadioShow.com. That's what we at. That's what we need to do. I mean, shit, this is what we're trying to build. Let's build it.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I'm out. Tama, what you got for me, dog?
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Deuces.
Good night.
Same time next week, y'all.
No.